have the members. We requested you to remain for us to look at the international agreement that was tabled by the department. It's about now a month so, and it has been on more than a month. Yeah. It has been on the ATC for quite some time. And we needed to do the lot of space work before we come up with this report. So last week we had the department to come and clarify issues that were worrying members. So we have distributed the report. So we just wanted to check members to request that we adopt the report. I know that the report has been distributed as we see it. Probably I would request the secretary to go through it quickly so that members can internalize it as we continue with our lunch.
Thank you, Chair. The report of the committee is as follows, members of the committee. Committee report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries on the International Fisheries Agreement that bind the Republic of South Africa, dated 12 today, May 2015. International agreements were tabled by Speaker in terms of Section 3, 213, 2, 312 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. On 18 September 2014, CATC 18 September 2014, and referred to the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries on 15 October 2014 for consideration and report as follows. The agreement on the establishment of Indian Tuna, Ocean Tuna Commission, the Convention of, for the Conservation of the Southern Bluefin Tuna, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization Port States Measures Agreement to Prevent, Deter, and Eliminate Illegal and Unreported and Unregulated Fishing. The committee deliberated on the agreements on the 21st October 4 and 24 November 2014 and could not finalize them for the following reasons. The explanatory memorandum that accompanied the international agreement when they were tabled was not prepared according to the National Assembly's Rule 3062, and the Department of International Regulation and Cooperative, DECO's guidelines, Relations and Cooperation, DECO's guidelines, legal opinions regarding the alignment and lack of conflict of the agreement with those domestic laws and other international obligations of the country from both the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development and DECO were updated. The Department of Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries did not provide adequate information on all three agreements, including financial implications and contribution to job creation. The committee further deliberated on the agreements on the 10th and 17th March 2015 and resolved to give the Department of Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries more time to provide Parliament with the required information that will assist the committee in making an informed decision on the referred international agreement. On Tuesday the 12th, that is today, the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries, having finally made a decision on the above-mentioned international agreement that binds the Republic of South Africa, recommends that Parliament approve the said international agreement. Thank you.
That's the report. Members are welcome to comment on the report and move for the adoption. Members, those that were there when they were clarified. Honorable Yoruba.
I'm happy with the report and happy to move that we adopt. Thank you.
Yes, Chair, I second the further approval of the report. We are trying to reconnect the feet. No, I second, Chair.
Okay.
thank
you very much. The report. Content advisor, you are thinking about your speeches for tomorrow, so you are not here. I must release it. Thank you very much. The report has been adopted. Now, before we adjourn the meeting, we have a guest from Uganda, a portfolio committee from Uganda. They are going to join us tomorrow. That budget vote. No, not those ones. So they wanted the interaction with us, and we don't have a space. We're struggling with the space. We'll see. We'll urge members after the budget vote. We should actually join the minister in the dinner, and we can then be able to have small discussion with them. At that thing, if members agree. Honorable Saint, you want to?
Not sure. I don't have a problem with that. It's just that we won't be joining you at dinner. We've seen the blanket rejection of eating off the budget debates. We eat on our own time and cost.
No. Let me put it into correct perspective. Dinner usually is not for eating. Unfortunately, with the courtesy of those that organize it, they bring food. Dinner is about interacting and taking further the discussion that you had in the formal discussion. So you'd know your stakeholders, you meet, interact with them. So even if you are not going to eat, should come. What?
I think that might be too stressful, maybe worse stressed than animals.
So you don't have to die. We have been voted to come and use our minds. This debate is about engagement. And on a daily basis, we are learning and we are becoming richer. So we don't have to have fear of the debate. There might be, at some point, they become so tough, but we just have to say this is a game that we have chosen to be part of. And thank you very much, members. I think it will be important, members, just to see those honorable members, because they are our visitors. Just we don't have a space to interact with them. And I know that if I say, let me take your day tomorrow, you won't agree with me, because you want to prepare for your speeches. And so let's utilize the dinner part. Even if we can have a room where we can be with them and interact, and then from there we join the party, those who want to party, which is the party or which is the dinner. Yes. Okay.
Are we, thanks. are we going to be updated then by your secretaries as to where, time and where?
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, yes. You will be updated. Thank you very much. And good luck for tomorrow.